Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
She's a retired football player, a spear enthusiast, and she can beat up Cody Gold and Serta all at once.
You should just let those wounds get infected. It'll teach them a lesson about being tough.
She's KCTV5 sports director, Danny Welniak.
All right, it's that time of the week where we check in with Danny Welniak over at KCTV5. And yeah, that intro does say it all. We were just talking, Danny, about Cody's willingness and desire, I guess, to step into the batter's box with Josh Stamont throwing the ball. And we said he's out of his mind.
I didn't say I'd succeed, Danny. I just want to see it.
I was going to say, are you, like, you're willing to just be in the batter's box, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no, you're not getting pelted by one of his 100-mile-per-hour
balls. I'll swing.
Standing in the batter's box.
I wish.
I mean, that's a risk, right?
Right in the ribs? You're done for the year. You're out.
Oh, man, the ribs would hurt.
That's two totally different things. Standing in the batter's box and watching it, totally different than getting, you know, hit by it. So I think anybody should be willing to stand in the batter's box. Now getting hit by it, totally different.
Danny's
with me. What if he loses a little control?
I'm going to dig in. I'm going to get the little hand up to get the time.
Oh, God.
What would you rather see, Danny? Cody whiff at a fastball or Cody literally get hit with a fastball?
I'll literally get hit for sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cody. That kind of just makes it a little bit more interesting just to see your pain tolerance.
I feel like in that case, you got to set up a 2-camera setup. You got to have the main shot at regular speed and then the slow-mo camera for eventually when it just like puts a dent in my side. I like to think I have a decent pain tolerance, but I've never been hit by a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, so that opinion might change. Honestly, Danny, it's hard to say.
Well, you see how a lot of the pro players react when it's not even 100 miles per hour and they get hit. I mean, especially some of those pitches when they land like right on the funny bone on the elbow or upper arm, even the hand. And so, hey, they have high pain tolerance as well, but it drops them to their knees a lot of times. So I would not judge you for feeling like you need to be out of work for like the next month, depending on if you got hit.
It's a down to one knee when you hold the bat on top of the knob. Like you just like you feel like you'll never be able to walk again. It's certainly that moment. If you get hit by that pitch.
You're,
but I try.
You're not even getting that.
But I still try.
You're flat on the ground and not moving. You're not even doing anything.
You've probably been hit by like 82. I'm not saying that's
100
good.
Miles an hour.
Ugh, I wouldn't feel good, Danny. But I'm feeling like I know the Royals are coming off a loss, but I'm still feeling okay about them because if you look, and I know it's 4 out of 6 games they've lost, but if you look at the entirety of it, they're still outperforming the pace that I would have anticipated going into this spot. And if you're going to have a downstretch with the pitching staff, which they are at the moment, then at least the offense looks like it's coming together. I'm still kind of hopeful everything's going to trigger together at the same time at some point.
Well, and I definitely think that they still have that confidence, even though they haven't necessarily won those games. They've been closer games, and they're able to rebound. And that's the biggest thing, I think, when I look at professional teams is like, hey, are you going to snowball out of control and let one bad thing turn into another bad thing and then just let it snowball? But it doesn't. This team has a different mentality, and they're able to come back, you know, the following night or even, you know, the next bat or the next inning, and they're able to try to kind of make amends or make up for stuff. And I think that shows a lot about this team.
What concerns you at all at this point? I mean, they're still in first place. They've lost 4 of 6, but they are still in first place. And you see that, to your point, and I agree, that it doesn't seem like they're ever out of a baseball game. But is there anything that you look at and say, hey, how sustainable is this for them to keep it up?
I mean, I guess when you talk about sustainability, it's kind of hard because I look at the bullpen and I think what we saw last night might have been you can't judge a whole season based off of what we saw last night because Junis got, you know, his first shot out of the bullpen. And so there's a different momentum and just kind of a different chemistry. And so I think honestly, it's gotta be the bullpen. And I think the offense, like you guys mentioned, has the ability, and we've seen it, you know, go off and be strong and be very good and allow the positive snowball effect to happen when the entire lineup is working well. But also, I think we talked about this last week, is that when they go through those cold stretches, it's a very cold stretch. And so they feed off of each other and they need to be able to roll one right after the other and keep the line moving. So I think from my perspective, it's probably the top thing is the bullpen right now, but also hopefully they can sustain a good lineup and a good offense moving forward.
Did you think you'd be doing a story at some point tonight, or at least mentioning during your sportscast, that Alcides Escobar was signing with the Royals, even if it's the AAA team?
I love that you brought that up because it made me laugh when I saw it, because don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Alcides Escobar and what he means to Kansas City, but it just feels like any little piece of the 14-15 World Series runs, like Matheny and Dayton Moore want to be able to bring that back in any form and capacity. So I think that it's awesome that he's in the organization again. And I don't think he's going to end up making the major league squad, but you know what? Hey, I've been wrong before. So hopefully that also doesn't mean anything for our guy, Alberto Mondesi, or Adalberto.
I, you know, like, to me, yeah, that was the original thought, but they just talked about how he was starting to get closer to being better. So I guess I'm at least semi-optimistic, Danny, that it doesn't mean that for him, at least at this stage. But I mean, at this point, you know, as much as I'm like, why Escobar? They don't have anybody challenging any of the major league players other than maybe, say, Kyle Isbell and then eventually Bobby Wood Jr. Who is the other player in the AAA roster that you're like, oh, that guy will challenge somebody else's spot? From the bullpen perspective, if somebody continues to not do their job, let's say Wade Davis continues to have an 8.5 earned run average, they eventually will have an option to replace him if they so choose. Now, they called up Daniel Lynch and pushed Junis down, but whether it be Coar or Bolaños or Carlos Hernandez, that's the choice they have. I wonder a little bit about the, like, part of the reason they go with Escobar is they just want somebody who could be at the big leagues for a week if it needed to be.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And I definitely think that Coar is one of those guys that I think can challenge. And I think we're all kind of excited to see what he can bring to the table. But yeah, I think besides Bobby Witt and challenging, you know, knowing that he's there and kind of waiting in the wings would be the only other guy that I can think of that should make anybody really, really nervous about their jobs on the major league roster.
We're talking to Danny Welniak, sports director over at KCTV5. She joins us every Tuesday at 1:00. As far as the Chiefs go, the draft and the early first wave or second wave of free agency is done. But we were going through the list of third wave free agents. Is there a name still out there for you? Because I know positionally, to me, cornerback makes all the sense in the world for them still to address. And there is a guy out there that we're all very familiar with, and his name is Bashaud Breeland.
Yeah, I definitely think. I mean, I think that they had mentioned that there's going to be some, like, a big free agent signing coming up, which I presume would be Bashaud, but I don't know for sure. I think that corner is one, especially from, you know, the defensive back position. We talked last week about how we thought, or at least I thought, that it was really good for them to go out and get a linebacker, and sure enough, with their first pick in the second round, what'd they do? They went out and got Nick Bolton. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm just saying. I do think that in some of those sub packages that they run and Spags likes to run, you need a lot of different defensive backs and you need depth at all of those positions, whether it's safety or corner or, you know, nickel like Daniel Sorensen does a lot of. You've got to have the depth there because if you lose even one guy, then it changes everything up. And we saw L'Jarius Sneed be able to be versatile, go inside, go outside. But when it comes to free agents, sure, I'll agree with you on the corner, but I do think that they also need to go out and potentially look for some more competition at wide receiver. And again, I know you guys are going to say that's all I go back to, but I love receivers, and I really think that even though they got Cornell Powell, and I think he's going to be pretty good, you just have to stack that room, and I think that's so important.
My only concern there, Danny, is like, who is it? Like, is it D.D. Right. Westbrook? Like, the options there. You know me, I'm pro wide receiver too. We're in the same camp. I wanted them to take one in the second round. Instead, they took Nick Bolton, right? I'm like, nah, take a wide receiver. To hell with it. Like, give Patrick Mahomes as many weapons as you can. I feel like they've committed to sticking to this group. And in their defense, I think it was Kent Swanson who put the stat out yesterday, the day before. In their defense, they were 7-0 and averaged 33 points per game without Sammy Watkins last year. So who's to say they can't do it without it?
Yeah, they can, and they have talent. But, I mean, you just don't have that big dominant presence. And I know they're probably hoping that Cornell Powell can do that. I mean,
sure,
he caught passes from Trevor Lawrence, and he's a 6 foot guy, but he feels and plays a lot bigger than 6 foot. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do, but I just feel like I would like something more there. And even though Tyreek is your number one and he's one of the best receivers in the National Football League, and DeMarcus Robinson, they have a lot of hope for him, and he's shown, you know, flashes of greatness that he can be that guy for Mahomes. I just feel like there needs to be more. They just need more there. So, and that's going to be the song that I sing until they probably, you know, sign some crazy name out there. But that's
trade
what
for
I'm
Julio. That's what we're rooting for. Trade for,
yes,
Julio Jones.
Hey,
problem solved.
I'm all about that. Let's go. In Veach we trust.
That's right. June 1st. That's the date, right? To keep an eye on potentially because of the cap situation as well. You mentioned singing, so I was worried that Cody was going to start singing or something.
Oh no! Just so you know, Danny, like, you've heard many of my raps. I've taken a brief creative hiatus, although I'll get back in the game soon. I've instead decided I want to get in the jingle game. I think I can get in the commercial jingle game. Okay. I want to, like, vary my music interests.
Okay. I am rendered speechless, but I'm sure you could be very successful if you put your time and energy into the jingle game.
That's right.
Look at that very nice answer.
See,
she
Danny
gave you.
Danny is a nice person. She wouldn't say mean things.
That's exactly right. Danny Welniak, sports director over at KCTV5. Thanks as always, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Danny Welniak. She was trying to be very nice to you. Way too nice. She's like,
why? Why can't I do commercial jingles?
She was very, very quiet at first. She's like, how do I say this without being? I need to be really nice. Like, okay, all right.
To be clear, I don't have somebody professionally producing music. So, like, the grass pads high on grass. That one, I don't have, like, the music behind that. So I had to find my own. I had to go out of my way and find some music that didn't necessarily fit a traditional commercial jingle sound.
Do you have any for us?
I have. Five.
You made five of them. Can we hear them?
They are of varying length. Some are probably too long for a jingle, but I wanted to give you a little extra flavor in case you were interested.
Okay.
I've decided. I figured I'd just go ahead and do it for a sponsor we already had. I don't think 1-800-GOT-JUNK has a jingle, at least for my live reads. So why not see if I could do it? Would you like to hear them? I've got them already here.
Okay, I didn't know because, I mean, the last thing I can remember was some of your chart-topping hits.
Oh.
No chance.
I'm having a hard time following up No Chance with another hit.
I'm really upset I filled in today.
So I needed a break from there. Dusty, you could be the judge. 913-576-7610.
You want that, Jack.
Dusty and Alex in the text line.
Okay.
Can decide if you like my 1-800-GOT-JUNK jingles. Are you ready to hear them? They vary in quality and in length, I will admit.
How long are these?
They're each like 10 seconds
long.
Yeah,
they're
jingles.
It's a jingle. It's not the whole, it's just added to the end of the commercial.
10 or less seconds. This would be like, you know, right at the end of the commercial. So I'd be like, you know, make sure that they'll take care of you.
Are you going to start?
1-800-GOT-JUNK and get your stuff out in every which way by the end of May. It's the only way. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK now. Thoughts?
I really want you to stand in the box with Josh Stelmont, and he just really let loose on one.
What was the beat?
Would it get stuck in your head?
What was behind that?
No, that's going to make me want to drive off the road.
The keyboard? The keyboard isn't getting stuck in your head. Listen to this one more time, and then I got to play one.
The keyboard ruined it.
Okay, keyboard, that's all. That's like all the jingle stuff.
But it was, okay.
Now, there's some other keyboards in here, so I've got bad news for you.
Play that first one again.
I got... Oh, don't. There's like four more. We got to get to all of them. Here, you can hear the first one more time.
We don't have to.
Yeah, hold on. 1-800-GOT-JUNK and get your stuff out in every which way by the end of May. It's the only way. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK Now, I think the end part really would stick in your head.
You're very That's proud. The key you're to very it. Proud of
the,
that.
The now
He's
really
very,
would get stuck
very
in your
proud
head.
Of that
makes
last
me think
part.
Of Happy Gilmore. Like, yeah. What do you say?
Oh,
I just may
gosh.
Be on the bay, eat some
exactly.
hay. What do you say?
Option. I
mean, okay.
Option.
Well, that's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, that's okay, hold on.
That's and a thumbs down. Yep.
1 through 5, oh, wow. That's a 1.4.
Okay. Option 2.
Get out of your funk. Call 1-800-GOT-JOB.
Better. Better.
Look how long I held that note.
Better.
You got to get a little by bit more way, country
that,
twang.
By anymore. The way, though, that was way better than the first one was terrible.
It's not
country.
As jingly, but it's catchier.
All right. The last one was better. Oh, my God.
I think this one might be like, it might actually get, you might actually remember it. That one again?
Yeah. Get out of your funk. Call 1-800-GOT-JOB.
Again, it's better.
I'll give you like a 2.9 on that. That's
2.9?
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
The first one, the first one was like zero.
The first
zero,
one sounded zero. Like you were like a little high on caffeine I mean, yeah, and that, like you got that, a hold of somebody's keyboard.
That yeah. one I'll give you. Like that might, that's like, that's, that might be a 5. Like that's significant
I think if
progress.
I had better music, I could do even better, but I was having a really hard time sourcing the music I wanted. This okay. is your third
yeah,
option.
Yeah, we got to watch out for that.
Don't delay. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get rid of your junk.
All right, that was worse.
Yeah, should, that was my worst.
You
Hold
went,
on, that's
went,
my worst.
You went back in the wrong direction.
Yeah, there's a delete button that has that on.
I thought you were making progress. That one would take you back down.
I told you they're all a little different. Here the option. Here the fourth option. I want to know everyone's favorite,
more.
By
Good
the way. There's
Pete.
Two more. I made 5 of them.
Oh, my hell.
1-800-GOT-JUNK Holloway.
That's it. Just 1-800-GOT-JUNK Holloway. Thoughts? Sounds more jingly, doesn't
that
it?
That one's the best one because it's the shortest.
It's only 6 seconds.
I mean, if we're doing yeah. order, number 2 is number 1, and that one was
is number
2.
Number 2, you just need more country in your voice.
Okay, like, a little
like
twangier?
Like the K-Guard commercial.
I can work on that.
K-Guard.
Okay,
that.
We could work on some twang. I could work on that. And last but not least.
Thank the Lord.
If you got junk, make it go away. Call 1-800. Got junk today.
That's the most professional one.
I mean, that one was more the most jingly jingle.
Yeah, that one makes me think that after that's going to happen, you're going to be like, and now back to PBS broadcasting.
If you got junk, make it go away. Call 1-800. Got junk today.
The beat's just like peppier.
Yeah, it is peppier.
Like, hey,
I told you I had a hard
jingle.
Time sourcing the music.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
None.
Now you have to choose
two.
One.
2 and 4.
Yeah, the second one and the last one were your two best of the bunch.
So
the other
one?
Ones are terrible. Awful. Absolutely awful.
Awful. Awful.
Get out of your funk. Call 1-800-GOT-JOB.
So that's your favorite?
Yeah, that one looks mm-hmm. like Joe Namath mm-hmm. is coming on the other side to talk about like senior citizens and stuff. Like, if you ever watch Daytime Jeopardy? He's on there like at least 3 or 4 times. Joe Namath trying to get people sold
I think my
on life
favorite's,
insurance.
I think my favorite's the fifth one. I still think this one's my favorite.
If you got junk, make it go away. Call 1-800. Got junk today.
Look how excited I am.
Now, you ate too many of your own cookies when you baked them on that one, and you just said, here we go.
Okay. Let me know. Text line 913-576-7610. Let me know which one you like the best.
Text line agreed that the second one was way better.
Okay.
Someone says, what the hell was that?
Which
and
one?
Also, that was just in general.
The key is, like, even if you don't like it, don't you think that fifth one would eventually get stuck in your head? That bleep, you would hear that sound and you would immediately think 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Somebody said turning the radio and not listening for a while after that.
Damn,
that's tough.
Yikes.
Ouch. Someone also, then it gets darker. I'm about to drive my truck head into a pole. Don't play that again ever in all caps on ever.
Okay. I think someone described it perfectly. Number 2 was the least worst.
Yep, that's I accidentally texted into the text line and not heard of.
Fine, I guess.
Shortest is the best.
Can I provide you 3 new options tomorrow?
Oh, gosh.
Why? Well, we want to get it right.
Why?
Well, if I'm going to get in the jingle game, I got to get better.
This crowdsourcing.
That's
the accuracy right there.
I'm trying to get better. Trying to get better every day. I'm not trying out here at 219. I'm trying to improve as a player.
I feel like you're swinging like you can hit it 350 feet, though.
Yeah, I am, kind of. Yeah. That's the way you live. God, that was my best song, man.
No, that's no chance.
From the 913, number 2 is the only option.
That's the only one?
That's
it's one of the two best. There's no doubt about it. I still think I like five the best, but this one's probably the least offensive.
I think you just like the fifth one because you thought that little ding at the end was very like.
I thought it was jaunty.
I can't remember which one are you most proud of because
all of them.
No,
extremely biased.
Oh boy.
Someone said, hey, it's great Cody took the time to come up with these jingles, but still can't manage to get rid of all the crap in his shed.
Oh, my God. I spent way too much time finding the music for these two.
Oh, so the man. Someone says they're at the QT right up the street. They'll buy us energy drinks or buy you one if you'll never play this again.
Which one? But I want to have...
By the way, someone texted me. They found Whit Merrifield's energy drink.
Ooh, nice.
They sent us the photo this morning.
Okay, well, at least we know where to get
it.
So we can work towards that. just let them marinate a little bit.
It says they can do better. They want to have a jingle off.
That sounds weird when you say it out
that's
loud.
That's why I had to say
all right,
it.
Fine. Very,
I had to say it very slow and separate the two because I was like, huh?
Yeah, don't follow that up with where Alcides Escobar last played.
I'd say, you know, hit up the DMs with your jingle. Play a jingle. Send me a jingle. Send it to me at CodyBTap on Twitter, and we'll make a decision. I will come up with three new ones tomorrow. I now know the vibe you like.
I don't think people want you to do that.
No, hold on. I now know the vibe you like.
Okay.
Get out of your funk. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
That's your best one.
This one's your favorite.
Now I
get the vibe. Now I'll just, I gotta go searching. More music.
You need to study Midwest Hemorrhoids Treatment Center. That is the best jingle of all time.
Don't suffer in silence.
Don't suffer in silence.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Cody Tapp, and like you, I have suffered from hemorrhoids. I don't know if you have or not. I just made that up.
I have not.
He was gone two Fridays ago for it, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you and Binkley always joke about when I'm gone, I think.
Binkley can always joke about other people being gone with weird reasonings, but then you say something about him, and he'll come after you like via text and Twitter.
Okay, so.
I know the vibe.
Now we know it. Those are a couple of the jingle options going forward. Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending and also back into the Royals as they try to get back on track tonight.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Back here on Cody and Gold. We'll give you another chance at a Cody and Gold t-shirt thanks to Whit Merrifield, who joins us every Monday at 11 o'clock, the Whit Merrifield Show. And we said, hey, every time Whit hits a home run, let's give away some shirts. He's up to four now. Hit a home run last night in the Royals game. So we'll have one more chance of that coming up here in the final half hour of the show today. But right now, let's get to what's trending.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
And number one is the Royals. Yesterday was the debut of Daniel Lynch. We'll talk more about his performance and what's next. Like, who's the next young prospect to make his way up to the big league club? But they lose yesterday. It's 4 of 6 losses for the Royals, but they do still sit in first place. This is a crucial month of May, as we've gone over. Last night, frustrations because there was a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, obviously, on both ends defensively. And I think if you're taking a look at the lineup and you saw what Hunter Dozier did, the offense... 6 runs last night. They've lost a couple games in a row, but the offense has not been the issue, which actually is a very promising thing for me, considering for this team to be able to stay atop the AL Central. They need Hunter Dozier doing what he did last night. So I like that. And then, a surprise today, Alcides Escobar signs a AAA contract with the Royals. Yep. 34 years old, was over in Japan the last couple of years.
Different. Not what I was expecting to see this morning, but they certainly have liked bringing in players with varied success from the 2015 and 2014 runs. But it's a depth piece. Let's just face that. I wasn't expecting it, but I know that this is an easy time to be down on the Royals because it's the first time this year that this has been their biggest struggle at any point this year. They are still in a 96-win pace. They're still in first place in the American League Central. They still have the second best record in the American League. And yeah, there are some concerning things like how the bullpen is performing or if all three units of the offense are going to come together, or offense, pitching, and bullpen are going to come together. Brad Keller is going to fix those things, but still, I feel okay about where Kansas City is, although I'd like a win tonight with Mike Minor on the bump. Vern's On Deck show starting at 6 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. Next up on What's Trending, as soon as the Baltimore Ravens had a trade in place for Orlando Brown Jr. to send him over here to Kansas City, we assume they had something up their sleeve on the offensive line, Mark. Well, they do. Baltimore is giving former Steelers player Alejandro Villanueva, a two-year, $14 million deal. That's $8 million fully guaranteed on that end, that according to Tom Pelissero. That's not a surprising move for them. He can go on the right side. Good news. And you've got a left tackle right now and Stanley coming off the injury you'd feel good about. And honestly, 2 years, $14 million, $8 million guaranteed doesn't seem that bad for Villanueva, even though he's not like the top-tier option available, not as good as Orlando Brown. To fill that gap, knowing he wanted to be traded, that seems pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Baltimore, with what their last week has looked like, we saw the visit from Villanueva. I think we all kind of saw that this was a potential route out. Charles Leno Jr. was out there, too. Maybe they knew that was an option. Maybe they didn't. Talking about the Baltimore Ravens, would they have rather had him? But Charles Leno Jr. might end up with the Indianapolis Colts when this is all said and done. As far as Villanueva, two-year deal, $8 million guaranteed, makes a lot of sense for Baltimore. Next up on What's Trending, the New York Mets struggling, to say the least, including all their star hitters at one time, which leads to the hitting coach taking a lot of heat, and that's why Chili Davis has been fired. He said, quote, he had a weird feeling before he was fired.
Yeah, like quote. Lindor's hitting 163 and the team had only scored 13 runs and five Jacob deGrom starts.
Yeah, he said, I had a weird feeling last week as his job was in jeopardy, and now ultimately Chili Davis has been fired by the Mets. They are 29th in baseball in scoring.
Yikes.
Francisco Lindor, $341 million contract. He is hitless in his last 21 at-bats and has a 4.94 OPS.
Honestly,
problematic for the Mets. There.
It's like all coaching. I think a lot of that is like schematic, like big picture stuff when you talk about hitting, not in-game stuff. That's why the Royals have made those changes in season sometimes to spark things. Sometimes a fresh face can really do well, even if it's not a huge difference at that time. I obviously think it was a mistake when the Royals have let go of hitting coaches like Kevin Seitzer, but they just retooled their entire hitting approach in the minor leagues. It's more about those things to me, like full-blown hitting and structure than just the hitting coach at the major league level. That's not going to solve the Mets' problem, although I do have Jacob deGrom, my fantasy baseball team, so I wouldn't mind if they actually scored some runs for him occasionally. So maybe I could actually
get an occasional W.
Next up on What's Trending, the minor leagues finally start today, Gold, and I do think that that is absolutely of note. It has been a long time for the Royals since we got to watch AA, AAA, whatever baseball overall. Been a long time coming. Obviously, a lot of evaluators, including guys like J.J. Piccolo, talking about how different it'll be to finally get to watch these guys pitch in games again. If you're curious, across the slate, we know Mike Minor goes for the majors tonight, but it'll be Jackson Kowar starting things off for the AAA Omaha Storm Chasers. Jonathan Heasley will start for AA. Angel Zerpa at High A, and then Adrian Alcantara will start there at Low A for the Royals.
And obviously, Bobby Wood Jr., AA debut for...
Got a little something. Something planned about that.
Yep. Keep
a little something coming.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open on that one for later in the week. We're excited about
that. Not a jingle or a rap, like something cooler than that.
Yeah. Something that's not going to hurt your ears or anything like that. The text line's still going after you, by the way. That's what's trending. Going after you about the jingles from the last half hour. As a matter of fact, someone said, Cody, you're awesome, but those jingles make me want to 1-800 punch you in the junk.
Oh, wow. That's not their slogan.
That's the text line.
I have taken the criticism. I plan to get better. Just know that I'm going to get better. I'm new to this avenue, and I would like to continue to work on my process.
Someone also mentioned, if you remember, yesterday as we wrapped up the show, we quickly were hustling and opening up an NBA Top Shot pack.
Yeah.
Because one of those new ones, someone says on the text line, hey, I want to thank you guys for introducing me to Top Shot. Bought my first pack yesterday, already sold a moment for $30 minus fees. Doubled their investment. They're hooked. Love the show.
Welcome in.
There it is. Well, now you're addicted. See, this is what now you're hooked.
He's going to end up like having like absolutely 40 moments like me or Gold.
This is true.
Maybe you don't have 40 yet, but I think I'm in that ballpark.
I think I only have like 37 or so. We need to get Dusty on the NBA Top Shot train.
I tried, man, like 7 times, and every time it was just too busy of traffic to get in, so I'm over it.
You're just done.
I'm going to call them and make them cry. That won't happen.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. So now that Lynch made his debut last night, like who's next? You just got done telling me about AA and AAA and Kowar starting in AAA tonight for Omaha.
Yep.
Who's the next guy to make their debut? Is like to me, it's still Bobby Witt Jr. Now, I think the timeline's been pushed back because of some of the performance of the big league club and therefore Nicky Lopez. And depending on the health of Mondesi, who's supposed to maybe go on a rehab assignment next week, I think he's still the next guy because to me, if they go pitcher next, I don't see them taking someone else this soon before out of the rotation. They did it for Junis to make room for Lynch. They clearly view Lynch as a long-term start. He's a number two pitching prospect in the organization. I don't think they necessarily would, this early on in the season, call up Coar just to put him in the bullpen. I think Coar could end up in the bullpen later on in the season. But if we're saying first, I could see one of the other guys in AAA that has already played in the majors, whether it's with the Royals or another organization.
Like Carlos Hernandez.
Yeah, I could see that person getting the call first. So I think there's a little bit of a delayed. Position player-wise, the only two guys probably getting called up, well, maybe three now with the Escobar thing, who knows, but would be, I would have said Kyle Isbell and Bobby Witt Jr., and Kyle Isbell's already been up. Those two, to me, are the most likely. I guess maybe now you have to consider if there's really an issue and Bobby Wood Jr. is not ready, that they would actually call up Alcides Escobar for depth.
I mean, you have to assume that that couldn't be ruled out. Now, that doesn't mean, like, just because he's there, he could be the safety net to the safety net. And by the way, if Escobar got called up and a week later just didn't hit a lick or wasn't the same range defensively as he was when he was younger, obviously I haven't watched Escobar play in multiple years, so I don't know how he
looks. You haven't been watching Japanese baseball?
I have not. I haven't followed the Swallows during this effort, but, you know, one way or the other, we'll find out whether Escobar can play at least at the AAA level before they have to make that decision. But I don't think that was a move to, like, get him up soon. Because you might say, hey, what's Nicky Lopez's batting average down, like 239? Yeah. He actually does still have, like, a 350 on base percentage. And if that's the exchange I get, if Nicky walks, I'm fine. Nicky really is the, like, just get on base somehow guy. I'm not looking for, like, doubles and triples and homers. I'd like that out of any position player if I'm able to get it. But I don't have any, like, misidentification of what I think Nicky Lopez's bat is, at least this stage in his career. And that's get on base by any means necessary. He has done that okay to this stage. Even though his batting average has dipped quite a bit, he is still getting on base. I think the answer is Jackson Coar. And I think it's because they see themselves as winners now. And I'm not saying Carlos Hernandez can't be that, but I think that they would choose the guy in the minor leagues who would best make their bullpen better now. And I think there's a decent chance once they get 2 weeks into the minor league season and they watch Jackson Coar go, they'll decide it's him. Now, they'd have to make a 40-man roster move, which we will know. But right now, the bullpen, which had started well, isn't nearly as dominant as it used to look. Look, Josh Domon's still a beast, and I know that Barlow kind of blew that game. Not blew the game last night. I know Barlow didn't complete the job last night. But Stamont, Junis, for now, right, depending on what happens with the starter stuff, and what and Barlow, we know we're, like, going to be somewhere near the back end of that bullpen.
Don't forget Zimmer comes back from injury at some point here.
At some point, and maybe Jesse Hahn. So, like, it's really a race for those guys versus the other. But look, Irvin Santana, does he need to be on this roster the entire year? Not hypothetically. Wade Davis has really struggled. Greg Holland's been okay. So, like, I'm not looking, you know, you're not trying to shove any of those guys out the door yet. And Chris Bubich is in the bullpen, another guy who has options to go down if you decided to go that route versus Coar. It's not easy. It might very well be Bobby Witt Jr. But if I'm just guessing, I'll say it's Jackson Coar, because I think right now the pitching staff is where they've had more issues in the bullpen in general.
They have had more issues with the pitching. It's just I feel like there's more of a surplus of options there with pitchers.
Yes.
You know, I think the conversation is going to be predicated on the obvious is injuries. And then also, how is Nicky Lopez continuing to perform? And then in relation to what is the true timeline on Mondesi, the text line saying $50, the next call up is Mondesi. Again, we're talking about guys making their MLB debut.
Yeah, debut.
Not just called up in general. That's a different, we're talking about guys making their MLB debut.
I'd probably take that bet if you gave me the field, because
if any player,
2 weeks,
two, three weeks
is a long time in baseball.
Correct.
I'll take the chance that somebody else finds their way to the roster.
Absolutely. There'll be some sort of pitcher that gets called up or whatever.
It'd be unwise to give me the field in a baseball scenario.
Yeah, just based off of roster sizes and everything and IL stints and how that all is going to play out. But I think so much will be predicated on the timing of how is Nicky Lopez continuing to perform 2+ weeks from now. And if Adalberto Mondesi does go on a rehab assignment, which Dade Moore said there's an opportunity potentially next week to do that. All right, how's he looking? Does he have any setback? If Nicky Lopez is still performing well, then it gets a lot tougher to figure out, okay, then I don't think we should expect, you know, Bobby Wood Jr. anytime soon in that regard. If Mondesi comes back and Lopez is performing. Now, if it's June 1st and the Royals are either in first place still or they're a game or so out of first place in the AL Central and Mondesi's still another week away and Nicky Lopez is struggling, then it gets really interesting. Do you go with a 1 week? That's where Escobar, I think, gets interesting in that regard. If they're like, hey, we're not ready to call Bobby Wood Jr. yet, but we need somebody else to help us out, especially if the defense continues to like. That's where I wonder if Escobar comes into play and why this move is made, where it's we're not ready to fully go aggressive, call up Bobby Wood Jr. He's only had X amount of at-bats still in AA. We'll call up Escobar for a week or so, maybe to help us defensively as well. If, again, this is if Nicky Lopez, the bat gets worse
declines.
And worse. Yeah. He's down at like 233 or something.
But again,
like that.
He's got like a 350 on base percentage. And if that's the exchange you would take with Nicky Lopez, isn't it? I can't believe still they're 16-11. They've had no Mondesi for the entire year. They've had to play 27 games already without their starting shortstop. Yeah. Brad Keller's been bad.
Yep.
Like, obviously, I don't think this is going to continue for Brad Keller because I'm a big believer of his.
So he's been bad, yes, but then this is where I question, like, the sustainability of stuff. Like, he's been bad. Danny Duffy's pitching like he should be the starter and the all-star.
So if they come back to normal, are they still just a wash?
Right. Maybe so. Like, because right now, Danny Duffy should be the starter in the all-star game. Like,
he should be the Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I mean,
he should be the American League Cy Young winner if the season ended today. Technically, by the way, the
innings limits.
There was AL pitchers. He's in it. He's inside the limit. There was AL pitchers of the month, and they gave it to Gerrit Cole instead, who has an ERA a full point ahead of Duffy, but he has more strikeouts. Oh, strikeouts. Duffy has a 0.60 ERA. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, he should be the Cy Young winner if the season ended now. No, I do not think Danny Duffy is going to win the Cy Young this year. Although I told you after four starts, before the last start, after
four
starts.
You thought Brad Keller was getting votes.
I did before the season, I did. But after four starts, Danny Duffy was on the pace of lefties who had started the season that well. They had finished first and second in the Cy Young. So I'm not fully ruling it out. This would be an incredible season from Danny Duffy that seemingly came back out of nowhere, even though I've seen him dominate at the majors multiple times. Yeah, there are some unsustainability factors that go into really any team, but we're starting. We're really close, Gold. You and I both talk about that, and I think I've probably, if you weren't there before, I've convinced you further into it. 40 games is really a good time to judge a team. I said if they went 7-3 over that 10-game stretch, I'd just call them a playoff team. Well, they're 1-2 or 0-2 during that stretch, so I don't know that it's going to happen just yet under that avenue. But they are close to what I would say is, like, we'll get a good feel for them because they're going to continue to be tested because they're not whole. They're not a whole team yet. And they're going to have to, battle through that until they're all coming together.
Mike Minor on the bump tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 6:00. Hopefully the Royals can get in the win column yet again. It's been a couple days of that. Again, it's weird because it just tells you how good of a start it's been. We haven't had many times where we've talked about them in danger of losing three in a row. Like that hasn't
happened this
year. Like the Rays series was the worst series they had of the season so far.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're able to stop this series from, a four-game series that they have at the
end. And being down 0-2 already, that would feel bad.
So Mike Minor on the bump here at Kauffman Stadium tonight. I saw even someone, I think it was over at 41, meteorologist over, not Gary Lezak, but mentioning that no, you should be good if you're worried about weather, rain, or whatever. That shouldn't be a problem tonight. So if you're thinking about going out to Kauffman Stadium, you should do it.
If not, listen to it right here on 610 Sports Radio or the Odyssey app.
Yes, you can listen on the app as well. So,
do they want me to create a jingle? Does Odyssey want me to?
We don't need this.
They just emailed us. They said no, they're all right.
Yeah, they're good.
Money's still tight.
They got back to us quick.
Yeah, really.
They tend
really
to do
quick.
That.
Yeah.
I get an email probably three times a day.
I don't think they even
have have that little just tone thing. They're going for you to remember that. It's like, doon, 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 doon. That's at the end of that. Like, if you hear the Odyssey thing, they've already got like a little, they're going with
memory. I think you should try one of those in your next jingle where your voice isn't heard and it's just the tones. Maybe see how that goes for your trash jingle there.
Nope.
No?
Nope. I'm creating, you're getting three more tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Dusty's lucky. He won't be here tomorrow, I don't think. He's not
going
to have to
hear
him. Do you
want me to email them to you?
I'm actually going to wreck my car myself so I don't have to be here tomorrow.
I could text him to you if you want.
Oh, I still feel
you
bad.
Could.
I still feel bad for Serta. Shouldn't be laughing about that. No. That sucks. He got he tweeted it out. Yeah, he got
not
it.
Only that, but he
like accident.
Really likes to drive sticks. And of course, those.
Yeah, he
are
likes
like
the manual.
It wasn't even his fault.
No, it wasn't. It was somebody
some
else.
Guy ran a red.
Some other guy wasn't.
He's okay, by the way.
Some of the Serta is fine. Although I think he's going to be really sore tomorrow. But yeah, some idiot wasn't paying attention and ran the red light.
Have you guys ever had airbags deploy in your car?
No,
no, not.
Oh,
quite.
It is the worst. Twice it's happened to me, and I like broke out in this weird like hive because there's like a powder inside the airbags
that apparently you're allergic to.
A lot of people are,
what?
Man. Like, I'm dead
what
serious.
Is, like, what is the powder?
I don't know, but it like when the airbags deploy, like this like substance comes off, and it got like all over my face. It looked like I got like stung by 60 bees at once.
Like that kid from My Girl.
And my head's already huge. Now, the kid in My Girl dies.
Well, he
did. And that's Macaulay Culkin. Yeah.
I was thinking more
Kevin McAllister is no longer missing. He's dead. Stung by a bee.
Mini bees. They should have been messing with those bees.
Real quick, because Cody asked the question to us like last week, Dusty. He thought we were crazy. How many times have you been stung by a bee?
I think by a bee once, by a wasp. Okay. By a wasp, it's been like, I got stung by a wasp last year in the back shoulder blade, and it sucked. It was at a pool, and it was like a vibration.
Serta said
he's never been stung.
And I said, oh, maybe one time from a bee. Cody said, like, acting like he's getting stung 100 times.
I've been stung plenty of times.
Why?
I don't know. I was just a kid. I wasn't trying to get stung.
How do you get stung by a bee?
Winnie the Pooh, you just go put your hand in hives and look for honey? You doing jingles and the bees hate it?
Apparently, it needs to be one or two stings per life, not 20. I got
stung on the inner thigh before group pictures of a sports team when I was a kid, and I looked like somebody had like literally hit me upside the head before pictures were taken.
Oh man!
Inner thigh by a bee that'll change.
I told
them
I got stung
seven.
Once at a baseball game because like something landed on my neck and I just slapped it, but it was like a bee and I just like stung it into my neck.
Mm. Save the bees though; we need them.
I know.
That's right. Ned Yost is all over that.
So we had a few wasps in the deck, and I've killed a few. Like, I've seen three, and I've killed them all.
There
have been two little honeybees, and I freed them.
Good for you.
You freed them from what?
They were stuck in the screen porch, and I freed them.
That's good.
No wonder why you get stung.
I didn't want them to die. I want the honeybees to live their life. And I didn't get stung by those. It's been a long time since I've been stung. They were also all during being a kid.
Maybe that's why they named that play Jet Chip Wasp, because it stings so bad it hurts, and you don't ever want to have it happen again.
Hey, if you're 49ers fans, man, you can just never watch that again. The same as Chiefs fans why never watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This is why I won't do that. I wonder, though, are fans going to be able to watch the Chiefs here in a couple months up in St. Joe, though, for training camp? We know last year with COVID, that obviously did not take place, and we know the NFL as a whole is kind of shifting away from having these remote site training camps. More and more teams aren't traveling for it. The Cowboys used to go out to California. They're now just staying in Frisco. The Texans used to go up to West Virginia to the facility there. They're not doing that anymore. The Chiefs and Andy Reid, we know they like going up to St. Joe. They like that atmosphere, just the dorm setup, and they think it, you know, camaraderie with the team, and just it's a good setup overall. Clark Hunt yesterday was on with The Drive and talking to CDOT about the potential to still be back up at St. Joe and whether or not they would have fans. And this is what he said. Would they still go to St. Joe also if fans were not allowed?
We still would definitely want to go to St. Joe. It's that good of an experience for the team. I think the team gets a lot out of being together in the dormitories, eating their meals together. I certainly hope that we'll be able to have fans in St. Joe. And then turning to the season, the commissioner has already been on the record and saying that the plan is for us to be at 100% from a league standpoint. Now, there are a lot of hurdles that have to be jumped over between now and then. It will be different in different states, different markets. We'll be working with the health department here in Kansas City to figure out what's safe when we get to the season. The league also will have some discussions with the union in terms of the protocols relating separating fans from the players. So there's a lot of work to be done, but our mindset and mentality right now is we're going to be at 100%.
If the NFL lets them, it's going to happen, right? I mean, isn't it pretty simple? Again, not the fan portion. We don't know about that. That's going to have to be worked out. And I still think there's a chance, maybe not the full capacity just because of how the setup is there up in St. Joe.
Sure.
I think there'll be some sort of public access. Maybe it is limited.
Probably
to
not to the players, but maybe to watch the practice.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't
not
think
I'm not going to get an autograph.
I don't think you'll be able to line up on Saturday and get your autographs from Mahomes and company, unfortunately. I think those days, by the way, in general, might be gone for a while. Just that way that's all set up, unfortunately. But as far as having fans up there, I hope that's the case. Man, we know the K has 17,000 plus allowed now that starting last night. And we know that I think as we get closer to the NFL season, clearly what they want to do with full stadium capacity. So I think training camp, July 20th or so? I don't know if the date's even been officially announced, but typically it's right around there.
Yep.
I would imagine there'll be plenty of opportunities, hopefully, for them to do some stuff.
For the fans' sake, obviously, I do hope that it returns to St. Joe and that fans are allowed and the whole thing, and it kind of has that same vibe it had before. We'd love to be up there. I know Clark had said that the players really gained something from it, but look, it's a 1 year sample size. But the year before they went to the Super Bowl, and the next year they went to the Super Bowl. They didn't go to St. Joe. Like what Andy feels like they get out of it, is it a placebo effect, is my point. Like, this is why teams have moved away from it. Andy feels like they get something out of it, but I'm not sure they actually do. Like, and if you feel like if that's the way you want to run your camp, then fine. And it's a 1 year sample size, so I don't have like a good long history. Like, they'd need to stay in Kansas City for the next 10 years for me to be like, look, it didn't really make that big of a difference for how they were handling their business and they got used to it. And for me, it's more about like the access you are giving to a rather large fan base in Kansas City. And that's why I would hope they would continue to do it. But generally speaking, I'm not sure that the team gets out of it what Andy seems to think, just based on 1 year of evidence.
Yeah, I mean, if he's clearly comfortable with the setup up there, that's, I think it's more of an old school approach. Certainly.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, I don't think Sean McVay or any of these other younger coaches in the league are going to ever be like, man, you know what? We need to put everyone up in dorms away from our city. I just don't think it's worked. I would be stunned if we go 5+ years from now if any team is still doing that.
Which is too bad, honestly.
Because I mean, unless, River Falls, way back, River Falls, that was incredible.
Unless Kansas City like dramatically changes the like access and setup point for their current practice field.
Well, I think at some point when we go further into like stadium conversation of renovate, I think that all is part of the package potentially. Yeah.
Where you put stands at an actual practice facility so you can still allow fans to attend things like that and have a media area set up. Yeah, you're probably right. But in the interim, they don't exactly have that. The access in St. Joe is really unique around the league now. Some of those places like used to exist in River Falls, but the way it's set up in St. Joe is unique. And I'm hoping to protect that at least for a few more years.
Yeah, if we're up in St. Joe, maybe you'll have a chance to some wasps, some bees, Cody. You can add to your count. If we're out there doing during the show, there will inevitably be a wasp or something that's going to fly by. Someone said they went kayaking in Branson and a buddy got stung by a scorpion on the ass.
Oh,
that sounds absolutely amazing.
Rather get stung by the wasp.
Sounds terrible. Let's get to the final word.
Final word.
I'm going to have three fresh jingles for you guys tomorrow.
No, we're
three
good.
Fresh ones. Look,
I want Binkley to do a jingle.
The only way for me to get better, and thus us as a group to get better, because we're only as good as our weakest player, is for me to practice more jingles. So, Dusty, you can take tomorrow off, but I'll text them to you in the morning, okay?
That's fair, and I'll give you some feedback.
Yeah, real constructive feedback, yeah.
You have to be. That's what makes you better.
I work to get better. I'm willing to take constructive
criticism.
Well,
we told you all but one of them really sucked.
I thought two were okay.
The second one was the best. Yep.
I mean, really, the second one was... Like, I feel like I need the audio level to match a little bit better, but it's pretty close. Like, it's close to a real jingle, but it was only 5 seconds long. How long should a real jingle be? Like, 6, 7?
Yeah, 5 to 10 seconds max.
Yeah, 10 max. I learned that. I had one that was like 13. I'm like, you just got to let this one go.
Yeah, that's about all you can do. Hey, we're back at it tomorrow from 10 to 2. We'll check in with our guy, Josh Vernier, about the Royals. Hopefully the Royals get back on track. That, of course, coming up later on tonight. But up next, it's The Drive with CDOT.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Talking about bees, sometimes you know what happens? If you ignore the pile of stuff in your yard, bugs get in it. Ants, bees, wasp nests, whatever it is, just get rid of your stuff. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK to make sure you can get your spring cleaning taken care of now. The weather's getting warmer. It's every day those things continue to pile up on your to-do list. And you'd rather be spending those times, some of it, through obligation. You got to take your kid to soccer lessons. It's summer. You got more things to do with the kids, the zoo, the ballpark, whatever it's going to be. You don't want to spend that time cleaning out your house, your office, your garage. You can just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK instead and help yourself out. This is not one of those fights worth having, fellas. Trust me. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you get rid of the honey-do list now, and then take back your spring and summer. It really can be that easy. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK today.
If you got junk, make it go away. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK today.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family. Mom, Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we...